Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick with you. Well, it would appear that the presidential run of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is coming to an end. I'd like to bring you now just a brief collection of some of our favorite Newt moments from the campaign. Listen.
President Obama is the most effective food stamp president in American history.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
We will have the first permanent base on the moon, and it will be American.
And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like this.
What will become a challenge is we'll now have 3 or 4 days of the news media, and they'll all say, why doesn't Gingrich quit? These are the same people, by the way, who said last June that I was dead.
You're right. I think grandiose thoughts. This is a grandiose country of big people doing big things, and we need leadership prepared to take on big projects.
Well, from moon bases to right-wing social engineering to media criticism, the grandiose thoughts and campaign of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, you heard him there in his own words. According to campaign staffers now, it appears that Newt Gingrich is prepared to suspend his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination next Tuesday. That would presumably also involve an endorsement of presumptive nominee Mitt Romney. Well, here to help us sort it out, because let's face it, Newt gave us so very much. We all know that he was Speaker of the House during the Republican Revolution of the 90s, but he stayed in this campaign a darn long time, longer than we thought he would and longer than many people thought he should. And that's why we have Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, joining me now. Ron, hi.
Good morning, Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. And it's great to be with you on this, because I know that you, as a Republican strategist, campaign watcher, and somebody who thinks about this stuff from the outside and the inside, I know that you have plenty of thoughts about what Newt has given us. When I turn to Newt Gingrich 2012 in my political encyclopedia, what's it going to say?
It's going to say, brilliant political strategist, failed presidential candidate. And I'll tell you, the Speaker of the House, certainly, of all the Republicans who are running, he's the visionary. He was the one who had some brilliant ideas to transform America, but he was also the one who had some wacky ideas. And I think we heard that for the setup for the piece. The moon base, calling Paul Ryan's budget, you know, some sort of right-wing social engineering. The guy, as much as he has it going on, Todd, really, he's his own worst enemy. And here in Washington, we like to say, there are two Newt Gingriches. There's the good Newt, who has the great idea, who's the very tempered college professor, the very measured man. And then there's the bad Newt. The bad Newt is the one who comes up with these wacky comments and says these just crazy out-of-touch things, who looks a little arrogant, and you say, which Newt, every time the microphone comes on, are you going to get?
Has Newt Gingrich throughout this campaign, though, even though he's said so many terrible things about Mitt Romney and had so much sort of staunch opposition to the moderate Romney candidacy, has Newt Gingrich's sort of show horse somehow highlighted Mitt Romney's workhorse as a technocrat? Has that contrast sort of maybe helped Mitt Romney, do you think?
I think it has. I think in Washington, unfortunately, today, you really do only have two types of politicians. You have the show horse, the one who's always out looking for the cameras, looking for attention, looking for their own glory. And you have the workhorse, the slow, the plodding, the methodical, the young lady, I should say, who always ends up over the finish line. And I think with Newt Gingrich, I look at him, frankly, as more of a meteor. He just sort of streaks across the sky. He has a brilliant, you know, sort of explosion, and then he fades and sort of goes off in all these different directions. And I think ultimately that will help Governor Romney, because it shows that while he's not the flashiest guy around town, he's certainly methodical, and he's the one who can hopefully get the GOP across the finish line.
Okay, you say help Governor Romney, and we all recognize, Ron, to be fair, that you're a Republican. You'd like to see Mitt Romney win. So it's fair enough that you say that. But helped Mitt Romney in the aggregate, do you think? I mean, I remember Newt Gingrich on the campaign trail being particularly aggressive, calling Mitt Romney a Massachusetts moderate over and over and over, saying he has no core, no convictions. I think Newt Gingrich or his campaign coined the phrase vulture capitalist to describe Mitt Romney's Bain Capital past. These are not helpful. These are things that can come back to bite you in a general election. Some real criticism of Mitt Romney that Democrats are probably still relishing.
Well, Todd, here's where I slightly disagree with you. I think this is very helpful for Governor Romney, and I'll tell you why. I think Governor Romney was forced by the former Speaker of the House, as well as Rick Santorum, to define who is Mitt Romney, what do you stand for? What are your core convictions? Who are you? Why should we believe you? And why should we vote for you? And those unrelenting attacks, I might say, by the former Speaker of the House against Romney for his core conservative values and his principles helped Romney not only define himself to the Republican conservative electorate, but I think it also helped him get ready for the general election, which, as you suggest, the Democrats and President Obama's reelection campaign are going to be very harsh and very, very precise in their criticism of him. And I think that helped make Romney a better candidate in spite of all the criticism that he took.
Ron Christie, do you believe that Newt Gingrich would have done all of those things to help Mitt Romney by design, or was it just a fortunate effect of his own sort of self-driven drive, maybe sort of quixotic drive for the presidency?
Oh, by design, absolutely not. Let's not make any mistake here, Todd. Newt Gingrich wanted to be the 45th president of the United States. He wanted to do it any way, any shape, any form he could, and he thought by bringing down his rivals, not only just Mitt Romney, but he really went after his good friend Rick Santorum to try in his bid for the presidency. So no, I think this is a fortunate happenstance that happens to benefit Romney for making him tougher. But make no mistake, Gingrich really wanted to be our next president.
He really wanted to be. He was Speaker of the House during a critical time in American history in the Clinton presidency. He will not be president in 2012 or so, it seems. Ron Christie, we thank you. That's Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. He's also a contributor to It's a Free Country, WNYC's politics page. You can check out Ron Christie's writings there. Ron, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Take care.
And with a few seconds we have left, I just wanted to bring you a little bit of sound from back in May 2011. Early on in the Gingrich campaign, when many in the media thought that Newt Gingrich was dead, a press release was issued by his campaign that was particularly floored. Listen to actor John Lithgow reading an actual press release from Newt's campaign. Listen.
A lesser person could not have survived the first few minutes of the onslaught. But out of the billowing smoke and dust of tweets and trivia emerged Gingrich.
John Lithgow reading an actual press release from the now defunct campaign of former Speaker Newt Gingrich.